Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR. And more than money, a big part of everybody's retirement, at least that we talk to, is travel.
Yes, sir.
Right? And it's a fascinating topic to talk to couples about in terms of what they, you know, are they on the same page for travel? What kind of travel do you want to do? And there's such a wide universe of experiences you can have traveling.
Yeah.
That it's fascinating when people say, yeah, we've thought about what we're going to do. We're going to go travel. Right? Yep. Whoa, wait a second. Right.
Do you remember our client said once, the husband and wife sat down with us and said, we're going to travel in retirement. Okay, where are you going to travel to? And she said, Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
And he said,
I'm going camping for 2 weeks in the backcountry.
I said,
I said, you guys had talked about this, huh? It's a bit different. Anyways, nobody better to help us understand a little bit about the whole travel experience than Randy Sharman. He's the host and producer of the Informed Traveler radio show. Right here on 770 CHQR. Randy, great to have you back on the show.
Why, thank you, gentlemen. It's a pleasure.
Well, and we caught you in between, you know, your extensive travel gigs that you do. We're envious every day of you, your lifestyle. So thanks for taking some time with us.
But anytime.
Let's talk a little bit about popular destinations. So, you know, we've got lots of people retiring every year now, this baby boom generation. It seems to be a dream of everybody to see more of the world or have different experiences. So, Give us your take on sort of where the popular destinations are and the experiences people are looking at.
Well, I'm going to resort to the 2019 Virtuoso Lux report. It just came out. And it's the reason why I'm going to use this is a very extensive report. They poll 17,000 travel advisors over 1,000 agencies throughout 50 countries.
Okay.
So they have a way better handle on it than I certainly do. And don't let the word lux kind of throw you off. I mean, yeah, they talk about luxury travel, but when you get a sort of a feel for when you're talking about destinations, no matter what your budget is, people like to go to these destinations. And they're the typical ones that people think of. Europe is very popular. Italy is very popular. Mostly because of food.
Vouch for that.
You know, people still love the traditional. If they want to get away for the sun, you know, Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii are still the mainstays there too.
So are retirees, and I don't know if maybe the research addresses this, but perhaps just anecdotally you can speak to it. Are retirees traveling differently than they were traveling when they were 30 or 40, you know, raising kids?
I think they are. And you know why? Because what's the phrase, 60s, the new 40?
Yeah.
People are way more active now, so they want to do more active things. Again, going back to this study from Virtuoso, people are looking for more adventure travel. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's really popped up is multi-generational travel, right?
Yeah.
So you have the grandparents, the parents and the children, they're all going. And, you know, in some cases, you can get a family that can add up to more than 10 people. So now you can get into group travel where you can get some incentives, maybe some price breaks and those types of things.
So that's it's an interesting. I was going to ask you about the group travel. I just think about myself again, anecdotal, very small sample size of one. But I think about how, Faisal, I think about travel now and what I want to do. And you and I talk about this a lot, and you're kind of on the same page. For me, it's, you know, it used to be just get away to, you know, an all-inclusive just to relax, right? But it's really very different than that now,
correct?
Right? It's destination travel. I want to see something or a piece of history, right? I want an experience, right? That could be anything from a sports event.
Yeah.
Right, to a river cruise or something like that.
I think it's gone to now to be more educational, experience, and entertainment.
Yeah, or even what's Randy? Maybe you know the term. I can't remember what it is when you're following your family history. Right, we see a big trend in that area. So, you know, I'm Irish, and I know there's a big, you know, there's lots of people that are traveling to Ireland to sort of trace their family history. So, I think it's changed. Again, my sample size of one says what I think about today for travel is way different than what I thought about before, but I couldn't tell you if it's just because of my age or it's because there's, you know, something happening in the travel industry that is creating these different experiences for us.
Well, getting back to the generational travel, I just saw an interesting article about skip-gen family vacations, and this is where a generation skips out, and guess who they would be? The parents. So, because they're very busy, you know, they're working, don't have the time, sometimes don't have the budget, but the grandparents have the time and the budget, and the kids have the time off. So this is a sort of a rising trend Island where the grandparents take the kids, but it does have some of its sort of, you know, you got to be aware of, you know, how well the kids get along with the grandparents. And remember, when you're in a foreign country with without the parents, it can be a bit challenging. So there's a few things to look out there, but it's an interesting trend.
Randy, I wanted to kind of just touch on, you know, we talk about families, we talk about couples traveling. Mm-hmm. There are more and more single retirees out mm-hmm. there. What are some of the destinations and what things should people be aware of if they want to be a solo travel?
Now, if you just, there are more and more companies, tour operators now that are getting rid of the single supplement because they realize this is a growing market. So it used to be, you know, if you wanted to go on a cruise, you're paying a single supplement to pay for that cabin, right? Yep. You're paying for two people, even though you're by yourself. So you're seeing that trend grow more and more now where they drop the single supplement so you're not paying that extra charge. And destinations are opening up. It's the same. People are still interested in going to the same destinations, but sometimes they get drawn back because, hey, I'm by myself, you know. And even if you don't want to travel by yourself, there's companies, tour operators that specialize in solo travel where you can still be by yourself but not necessarily you're part of a group tour, so you're not necessarily alone. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I think that, yeah, again, this is just me sort of watching, well, as I move through this, thinking about it, it's just there's a ton of options, right? I mean, I think the travel industry has done a pretty good job and continues to evolve. Yep. With the evolving needs, particularly of the grandparents, right? The baby boom generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Randy, they've got the budget, and they're interested in experience, not just getting away. They've got the time and the budget, so I want to go learn something, right?
Yep.
Experience something, not just say I was in Rome, but I want to experience Rome somehow, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
Culinary tours or cooking classes or cycling in France. We hear our clients doing those things all the time, right? So I think it's pretty cool, the amount of flexibility or the range of experience that you can have. What are some of the tips or tricks, things that you would sort of leave with our listeners when they're planning for some kind of experience?
Well, the biggest tip or trick, I wouldn't even call it a trick, is to make sure you have the proper insurance, travel insurance. We sometimes get caught up in our not-so-free healthcare in our country, thinking that if you go outside the country, we're covered. We're not. So make sure you get if you're using a travel agent or travel advisor, make sure you ask about that. There's different types of plans. There's, you know, the healthcare costs or the healthcare travel insurance. And, you know, as you get older, we all have our aches and pains, mm-hmm. and there are the pre-existing conditions you got to watch out for. So ask lots of questions. Make sure you're covered because you never know when the unforeseen can happen, right?
Is there any particular destination that's that sort of sticks out to you that you're talking a lot about, or top three, or something like that? Like, if people that are different, right? Places people maybe haven't seen before that should be on their radar.
Yeah, interesting. Again, going back to this virtuoso, and because my travel show is right on the money with things, Croatia was number two on the top 10 list, and I just chatted with a cruise company that does cruises on small yachts around the islands of Croatia. So that's an emerging destination. Japan is another one. We talked about Japan on my show a few weeks ago. Not to blow my own horn here, guys, but...
Hey, man, your horn's worth blowing, Randy. Let's do it.
And Iceland is another one that's another emerging destination. So there's a few ideas. Portugal's another one where you get more of a long stay,
yeah.
where you can stay for a month very inexpensively, yeah. certainly for a lot cheaper than you can here. So some ideas there for you.
Yeah, Portugal. I've got a Portuguese friend, and Faisal, you know who I'm referring to. And
yep.
He was there recently, and just, I mean, he's Portuguese, so he's got some family connection there, but he said it was such good value.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I said, well, because we've traveled together with him and his family before, I said, the next trip's on you. You're going to have to take us to Portugal and show us around Portugal.
So when he told me about that, when you said that to him, I said, yeah, just buy a one-way plane ticket for Dave, and this way he doesn't have to come back.
Randy, we're going to have to wrap it up there. I want to thank you for your input. Great to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
All right. We've been joined by Randy Sharman. He's the host and the producer of the Informed Traveler Show on 770 CHQR, and is a great show, and I encourage you to tune in and listen. Okay. How do we bulletproof our retirement and make sure we've got the funds and the lifestyle, if that includes travel, set aside, locked in, and ready to go.
Yeah, how do you set aside the funds so you can have fun?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be on Tuesday, June 4th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats, though. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Are you or your spouse helping care for your parents? There's a lot of people in this position. You're not alone. Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.